Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 10. This is letter number 3124. Baruch Hashem, Yutis Kislev. Of course, this is the special day of Yutis Kislev. Toshin Tezva, Brooklyn Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says that I'm responding to your letter, which was dated on Sunday, of the portion of Vayishlach. And he says he doesn't understand. Basically, the Rebbe answered him. He wrote to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe wrote him that how is it possible that if a person who is studying Torah, you study Torah, and then if you find like a contradiction, you know, you figured out something, you were studying, let's say, and you came up with some contradiction. And the contradiction comes from a reliable thought, from an authentic source, a place where has been accepted. You know, people live it. So you have other. So what are you? What is the approach? Do you sort of say, "Well, maybe I'm making a mistake," or then you say, "No, no, no. Probably what the person has written in the book has made a mistake." What is the? Who is wrong? Do you accept? In other words, do you accept? What is the approach? Do you think you learning Torah and you come up with an idea, and then you see in one of the Sephardim that have been established, have been accepted, a contradiction to what you said. So do you question and say, well, that Sefer is wrong? So the Rebbe said, I already have explained, that we read that whole letter earlier in the previous volume. The Rebbe says that I already explained well, where that comes from. And the Rebbe says, even if we don't know the reason of that approach, so the Rebbe says this is something which happens very often, especially those who are educated in the known yeshivas, in which when they learn, they are lacking the inner part of Torah. And therefore, they sort of, It's basically, the Rebbe doesn't use those words, but it's a sense of ego, entitlement, or thinking that, you know, they're sort of reached the level of becoming like the greatest scholars, so they would very easily sort of negate the opinion of the Sephardim and the sages from those of the later generations, and also, etc., also from the previous. The Rebbe doesn't want to say that. So the Rebbe says, I don't want to specify by name who are these people that are sort of have that attitude, that are mevatel, and what's the benefit of it. But the Rebbe said, even they do this, you know, publicly. The Rebbe says, I don't want to say it. Who are the, what of a category of rabbis do they sort of knock and push off, like, very lightly? It's people like, the Rebbe says, Rebbe mentions some of the greatest, the Mogen Avraham, the Chasam Sofer, Chulu. These were very known geniuses and scholars and accepted, you know, rulers, codifiers, great scholars, and okay, so at number two, the Rebbe, he writes to the Rebbe that he was confused. How can you find an inner connection between the soul of the student and the teacher? Because the Rebbe writes over there that the people that are connected with the Rebbe, there is a inner connection between the souls. How do you, he asked the Rebbe, how do you connect that? And how do you know for sure that you found the correct? And the Rebbe says that you, in his view, you can only have an inner connection after you have an outer connection. So the Rebbe says, as far as the greater responsibility of finding that connection, the Rebbe says, look about something which is every day when we talk about a match. You talk about a match, you talk about two separate souls, you talk about a boy and a girl. It says in the Zohar, in chapter, in the first volume, on page 85b, it says like this, that the soul of the husband and the soul of the wife are two half souls. So, in other words, you have one soul. When they descended below, they were split into two souls. One part went to the husband, and the other part went to the wife. And the body of the husband got half, and the body of the woman got half. So, then it's understood that when you unite these two parts of the soul, that is really one soul. Without this, it's really a split soul. Each one is walking around. The man is walking around with a half a soul, and the woman is walking around with a half a soul. They're not really, there's no whole soul. Now you have a full soul. So there is a responsibility to put together people and make sure that these souls match together. So the Rebbe says this is even a greater responsibility. There's even a greater responsibility to bringing together a individual soul to its general soul. So you have a Rebbe who is a general soul, and you have a chassid, or you have a Jew, who is a part of the Rebbe's soul. He has a small soul, a part of it. And you have to bring together these souls. You have to bring together the general soul to that partial soul. And now, you're going to say, how do we bring together? So who takes the responsibility? How do we know to bring together two people, a boy and a girl, and make a match? How do we know that they're the two souls? Yet, we see, every day, we're making matches. We don't know, but Hashem puts them together. It must mean that that's the matches. So, you have to must say that Hashem, the blessed Hashem, He runs the world. He supervises everything with specific supervision. And when a person does what he needs to do according to the Torah, they support him from above, and you lead him to the place where he needs to go and to his purpose in life. So when a shidduch happens, Hashem sort of manipulates it, orchestrates it, and puts people together so that they should sort of connect. So the same thing is when we want to tie a Talmud, a student, to his teacher, or a chassid to his Rebbe. And finally, number three, no, there's three. As far as your question, how do you study the inner part of Torah? So the Rebbe says, I don't understand that question also. What do you mean? Well, it's a surprising question, because the inner part of Torah is a part of Torah. As the name, we call it, it's the inner of Torah. So it is Torah, it's not something different. And the study of the inner part of Torah is just like you study the other portions of Torah. And that is, you start off naseh before nishma. You do before you understand, which means, not before you listen, before you understand. Nishma, you do before you understand. As you say in the pasuk, daber kishomei avdecha, speak because I'm listening. What does it mean? I'm paying attention to you. So you have to have nase and then nishma. First you study, you do, and then you pay attention, and then you figure out. So in the beginning, the first times, you only absorb the superficial matters. And when you learn, not for the intent to try to challenge, to try to find fault, and you really want to understand the Hashem's teaching, the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then they succeed you from above, that you understand, that you know, and you understand them properly. As our sages tell us, to come up with a proper conclusion, Lasuke Shmaitza Libidi Hilchasa, to conclude the ruling according to the law, you need support from Hashem. Hashem will support you, but you have to first buckle down and you have to study, even though you know it superficially, but then you get to understand it more. And our sages tell us that why, when you rule the halacha, that means Hashem is with you, which means that's when you come up with the right halacha. How do you conclude what the rule when you have a whole discussion? How do you know how the ruling to be? If Hashem is with you, which means you have the support from Hashem, then your conclusion will be right. And the Rebbe says the same thing is in your case. That start to learn Chassidus in a great amount. Don't start by stopping at the details. Just cover ground. And just like you did when you started learning Gemara. And then, as you go on, you'll be successful. And finally, the Rebbe says, apparently the Rebbe had a lot to work, and he was trying to find his way. I'd be interested what happened with this fellow over there. Number four, the Rebbe says, I'm surprised that you don't recognize that all your questions and all your debates, the back and forth, the give and take, are only persuasion of your evil inclination. And they come from the other side, trying in all types of way to push you, to push away the time that you will benefit and merit to start learning the inner parts of Torah. And therefore he's confusing you with questions and debates. And like you yourself write in your letter, that from then till now you are in the dark. You are searching in the dark. In other words, there are 7 months have passed that you would able to learn every day at least several lines from the inner parts of Torah, the tree of life, Ilon Adachai, and instead of that, you're occupying yourself in debates. Is it something that I should learn or not? Am I able to learn, etc., etc.? So the Rebbe says, this is from the Yetzer Hara. The Rebbe says, may it be the will of Hashem that at least from here on, utilize your time properly and what is really truly good for you, with a blessing in the name of the Rebbe by the secretary. So the Rebbe addresses a lot of his questions. It was a pretty strong answer before. And the Rebbe says that, you know, there are people that, if they don't, the Rebbe said, if they don't learn Chassidus, they don't have that subjugation to the teacher, they will think of themselves as authorities to the extent that they will negate even great rabbis who have been accepted, just thinking of themselves. And then the Rebbe says, we can't figure out, we have to be connected to the Rebbe. And if we're connected to the Rebbe, then we're on the right track. How do you connect to the Rebbe? The Rebbe says, just like a shidduch. How do two people connect? You don't know. But from Hashem orchestrates it. So when the student connects with the Rebbe, that's the connection. That's Hashem makes that connection from the student, this individual soul, with the general soul. And you have to learn. Start learning. Learn a lot. Eventually you'll be able to understand it. And the Rebbe says, listen, recognize this is all coming. It's always trying to stop you from learning. Stop asking questions. Start learning. It's a shame on the time. And the Rebbe says, utilize your time properly. And the Rebbe blesses him. And this is in the name of the Rebbe.